I'm rolling.
The middle of the Mishnah. Every mitamina sharin, ayu sholim, avoid of sholim, ayu is a breeze with harmon of
tayyah. I'll get a sitter.
So last week, we started the Mishnah, and we went through the first three parts. So there were five parts here. We had the heavy metal middle of shal iron, we had the of sholim, the of sholim. That's what we got last week. Okay? So what's left for us is we want to continue Eves Hebrius and Makarvan Lathir. So questions on Eves Hebrius is two. One is, what is added in Eves Hebrius beyond what we already said in Eves Sholim? And two is, if you want to say that you should like people, we have a lot of words that we can use. Vrius is not a very sophisticated form. Why do we have to choose this one? There's a lot of things we could say. Why do we say Yehudim? Why do we say people? Whatever you want. Why do we say Am? A lot of words that we could use. I even saw all of them. I guess Abrius. Abria conclude anything created. It's almost a derogatory phrase. What's the Mishnah phrase in this one? So here we have a next step, continuation of the process of the process of Avos Sholem that we're learning in this Mishnah. Avos Sholem, we learned last week that the process of Sholem starts at home. The person first has to have appreciation for the Sholem and the Emes within his own life. Now we're learning the second half, that it's not sufficient to have the internal appreciation for Sholem and now find people to be the products, not the products, to be the subjects for your Avas Sholim. But there's another prerequisite that there has to be an Avas Habriyus. This is the first question, what's added? In other words, we need two Avas here. One is the Ava of the concept, and two is the Ava of the people. So we have two concepts. We have the Oy of Sholem that you need and the Oy of Habriyus. Oy of Sholem without the Oy of Habriyus is insufficient. There are people who have are Oy of Sholem and not Oy of Habriyus. The Oy of Sholem and not Oy of Habriyus is a very, very specific sort of a problem, and it comes out in a very strange way. When you're not interested in the people, because you don't have an Ava for the people, but you have an Ava for the concept, the people become a subject for your internal desire for Sholem. They feel like a lulav. They feel like a lulav. When you apply your Ava Sholem to the head, they'll feel like they were picked up, used by you, a year to feel good that you have your Avos Sholem, and put down.
Peace by itself, Sholem by itself, is an abstract thing. Dealing, bringing it down to the level of dealing with people, it's a way out of the abstract. Makes it hard to deal with. It's not easy to deal with because there's an abstract level.
Oh, peace, oh, great. But him? That's another story. It's different theory. One of the Talmid of Shal Aaron that we're learning over here, in this idea of Oyves Abriyos, is that a person should not say, a person may sometimes get the feeling, I'm too kosher. For example, when it's between the two people themselves who are fighting. So he doesn't really want to make peace, but he should come and ask me for forgiveness. So I'm going to go to him. And he's going to really think that I was the one wrong. Or even if I'm making shalom between other people. Well, if they'll come to me and they'll ask me, so I'm going to go to their house. And so there's a concept here that a person has to have not only the Avos Sholem but the Avos Brios, which will not affect his personal matter, involve his personal covering here. And this is the idea of Brios here, or the language that we're saying Brios. What? No, you hear, first we're doing it on the negative side. Even if the person relates to them in the most minimal definitions of humanity, they're Brios. I'm one Bria, some type of Bria. Brios. You have to have an Ava for Bria in order to make Shalom possible. An Ava even for something that, in totality, the first reaction is, I don't want to get involved. For him, if it would be somebody, Mr. Khosher, to make peace between Mr. Gorbachev and Mr. Bet. Oh, that's something that gave me the papers. But this yoko and that yoko, I'm going to make Shalom return. He's nervous. He's a shloch. And the shloch and the nervous guy, they got into fights. So why should I mix into it? We have to get into that. Get into Stalin and all this dirt and all this lowness. Simple things. I'm going to get mixed up with that. That's the mission's fine. It was a breeze. Breeze. It was a breeze. How do you know it was a breeze? If they're talking about this end of the totem pole, I heard a rumor about such people. You ever seen that? I heard such a rumor about such people. And this mission is telling us that if you want to be an Oyed Sholem to anybody, if you want to qualify for the process, basically, you have to be able to agree. If you only have the big guys, you have the little guys, you're not there at all. Don't call them. Because then it's again coming from your own interests, it's not coming from the meter itself, which is required by the missions. I know you agree. This guy's not got such a nervous fellow. He's got a high blood pressure problem that he takes out on everybody. And he has a wife that he takes out on everybody. This guy. For that, or I have to get involved in this. This goes back to what we explained last week. And the basic concept of Sholem. In order to produce Sholem, Aaron used to go and tell each person that they're right. And that the other person also knows they're right. Says he would never tell a person sorry. And this is dumb dynamics. What was the idea behind these things? We explained that in truth, everybody has a positive feeling. Everybody has a positive feeling. As long as you're going to bang him on the head over his negative point, that's the thing that's going to be your starting point. That's your point of approach, that's your point of contact. Stay home, we don't need you. You're not going to make sure. In order to make sure, you have to be always agrees, meaning that you're going to find that is lovable in every degree. I'm on the If you're not going to be able to start off finding what's lovable about him, you're not going to make the connection. Not going to have as much to start. The first thing is you have to have the capability of you can find room in the arrangement world for this creation. And we have a secret for you. If he really was all that bad, as your first reaction might have been, then he wouldn't have been in the world. He wouldn't have been in the arrangement world. Certainly not in the Yiddish, not in the Yiddish and the Shabbos. I'm not talking about the Nazis. Don't make sense of the Nazis. They made that mistake. Are we talking about Prius Toyotas? A Prius, low quality. Each person has a place, each person has a role, each person has a meaning, it has an element of truth, an element of value, an element to be admired and loved. It's a requirement to be able to be from Ara Kain, at the top of the totem pole, to be able to look all the way down to the lowest lower fly as well, to find positive aspect. Not only that, the second step of Heli Machloikis is Sheker Ein Lo Yevlein. Nobody ever had a Machloikis. Again, not the big lies, not Nazis. All regular Machloikis is based on each person having a little tiny element that he's right on. And that the whole argument goes around the element that he's right on. And if you hear the two arguments, he will explain to you, but don't you see that I'm right? And the other one will also explain to you, but that's ridiculous, because don't you see that I'm right? Well, it could be that 90% of the subject wasn't dealt by either of them in their time, and neither noticed. That's the way this Machloekis can always happen. The way to diffuse Sheker in all of its forms, Machloekis is one of the basic forms of Sheker in Ra, is to pull out the stand that the Sheker stands on. And that's going to put his hands. The Sheker to stand, it has to have that inclusiveness. But if it's not emphasized and clarified, then the whole Sheker can stand on it. So Oivis of Rius knows how to appreciate out of this whole mass of lowness the element of truth that he has, but also be able to analyze where he's coming from, that this story has one element that is a product of that one element of good that he has. And then he can honestly go and say, well, you know, really, you're right. Because from the perspective of that one element of the aspect of one way of looking at it, he is right. And as soon as you've told him that, you've diffused him. Then you can start explaining, now that you're right, but, of course, you understand. And no problem. Things fall into place. So you've taken out the... Until you've gone down wherever it is, where he's functioning from, you're just going to have a new enemy. Now, instead of just arguing with you, with the person who's arguing, it's going to have a new person arguing. Now he doesn't say, well, you're mixing it. He at least is saying that he has his money involved, it's his government. Why are you arguing with me? You're also on my head. You're also my enemy. So he's an enemy of mine because he wants his money. You're an enemy of the Shema. You don't have anything in it. So you really hate me. So here we have this basic requirement in the process of Shalom. This is what Aaron HaKohen needs to do. So we have to find that aspect that is indeed good and build back the good relationship based on those good ones. The Avos of Nosim on this Mishnah of Avos of Rios brings a very strong worded statement. Avos of Rios. Ketzah. Why? She came at seeing the branch of the flog up. She matakes even that Loyotso calls both labs in order. The Anchito of Flogger were in the process of setting up a system that would permanently establish a Olam HaTfiyah. And the point of the Pasuk itself is made that if the Bansham wanted to intervene, they could have succeeded. And the power of Akhus is that strong that they would have been able to set up such a thing and it would have worked. You know, obviously, the Bansham is not going to allow that to happen, so he didn't do it. Because there are limits to it. The Bansham will never let the world go too far. What do you do when they do go too far? So it depends. So here's two examples. Dor Plaga, where they were at the ultimate fear, organized crime, in the worst form. Ultimate fear by all of humanity.
Fear?
Fear.
Why is that fear?
Why is the Dor Plaga fear?
I mean, because they wanted to make a milchama klapei mala.
They wanted to separate the Olam Elyon from the Tachtonim. And tell them, you keep upstairs, we'll keep downstairs. You run the Shemayim, we'll run the arts.
I thought kefir was a denial of the whole concept of a Koach Elyon.
No, it's not the only thing. There are a lot of different forms of kefir.
Like atheists, yeah. That's the ultimate kefir, right?
Not necessarily.
No?
That's stupidity. This is much more sophisticated than that. That would never work. That doesn't work. It doesn't have the same power. But this was I really don't want to get too much into the plug of what the... What the door plug was all about, but Polite, and although they were pretty serious matter there, but since they were Mu'uchadim, Lo'irotso Kodesh Boch Alav them in Oil. They didn't want to destroy them. El Apostle and Barbaru Chasoil. It was enough that he... Aval Anshe Yisdoim, B'toy Shoy Yisayim Zeh Zeh, Ibdan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'oil. In Ha'oil Ma'zeh, or in Ha'oil Ma'bo. Anshe Yisdoim, totally destroyed. Why? Because they had all of the Ra that they had, and they had not one element of good. Hang on. They didn't have this characteristic of Shaul. They didn't have this koyach or this abrius. That even when times are bad, when things are low, when they had the koyach in themselves to follow it and to have the majority of Ahavus and Sabrius, like the door plugger, there's nothing to hold on. Immediately can I get me there. Continues, Anshi Stoim Roim Katoim Lashem Oid, Roim Shrikas Domim Katoim Derayas Lashem Oid Azor, Moid. She was chavnin choit. So they had across the boards. Still, we see here that if they would have had the Madrega of Shalom, the Megan Mita the Bansham would find some limits for some of them.
They're saying that in the Dara Plaga, there was this element of Shalom between the listing themselves.
In the Dara Plaga, they were all the Shalom. Everybody was united in one effort. One major effort. There's a tremendous power in Achdus. So, the Oyev Sabrius, the Oyev Sholem, Raid of Sholem, when he has the Koyev Oyev Sabrius, can activate one of the strongest powers in the universe, the power of Sholem. And therefore, he can succeed in making peace, regardless of what the problems are. As we pointed out last time, I don't even get involved in the details of the argument. The mission doesn't, the focus doesn't discuss that. That's not the issue. It's never the issue. The issue is never the issue. That has to be worked out. You can always work it out. The systems of disrespect, of looking at each other evilly, of wanting to eat each other up alive, all of the negative systems, the opposite, mirma, lying, the cheating, the covet element that's involved, all these are always the problems. The problem with the issue itself, the basic issue, if you can skin off everything else and just get the basic issue, you can always work it out. There are no issues that can't be worked on.
Sorry, I misunderstood regarding grasp. In the Da'af Loga, it seems that there definitely was an element of achdus, but I don't grasp it, the element of shalom, unless achdus is synonymous with shalom. In other words, an achdus going for rishus has within it a shalom.
They use the power of achdus for rishus, but their achdus itself is not rishus. Their achdus itself was a maila. It was a midah teva. These were not two soinim who got together in order to hit the third guy. That's not achdus at all. Two people join because they hate more the third one. That's not achdus at all. But here they were hand in hand. This was real brotherhood. This was the only time since Unveration. After that, you know, right away the two brothers. And this was the only time history all humanity was united.
Later. What they did,
they had the tremendous power, and that's why they were able to do so much. Because that was a real power.
But
they took it and used it for bad. But the power itself was good.
But in other words, the power to be able to have the Achdus.
Yeah. It came from real good, proper sources. It was real Achdus.
What was the purpose of it? In other words, there was a kafira there that as you explained, basically the kafira was that you stay up there, we stay down here. What was the purpose of it staying down there? In other words, what was the purpose of the denial of, or the separation of the Kodesh Baruch Hu from the world down here? What were they going to do with that?
Then they can do whatever they want. They don't have to take orders from the boss.
I'm missing how that's shown. Yeah.
No, that's not. There are two separate issues. Where they were bad was the fear. Where they were good is
they were able to make the outputs.
Now they took this tremendous mila, this tool, and they used it, they harnessed it to a bad horse. They were going in a bad direction. That's why they had to be stopped. But since the Kodesh itself was a quality Kodesh, a quality, the Russians didn't want to totally eliminate that from the world. Stone, like Klai Yisrael, is the midah, it's like the ra, and it's, if you want to say somebody's evil, so he's a stone man. That's the embodiment of ra, you call him a stone man, especially in Yiddish. In Lahaches, you call him a molik. Or someone who's out. Midas stone. It's the Gemara. Right. Somebody who does something where he's not going to gain anything out of the other person's gain. He's not going to lose anything out of the other person's gain. It's called Midas stone. It's Ra. All of their Ra that they had, which they had the whole business, they had all three categories. And it was all Moody. That itself wasn't good enough to get them destroyed by the Zelda and Hombo. That had finished them off, or which made that all of this would not be able to, that there's no recuperating from this, was that they had no element of Shalom. They were the antithesis, they were the opposite of Shalom. Therefore, they were total Mishkan. So we have in the concept of Shalom. Shalom can take anything and put it back together. Because Shalom comes from Shlomus. Shalom, the idea of Shalom is that it can take anything that exists and put it in its place. Something that does not exist within the parameters of Shalom doesn't exist. And that's why Shalom had to be destroyed. It had no place. It can't exist. Do'af Loga, they had tremendous problems. The ultimate fear in the organized spirit. They had Shalom, find a place for them. Where?
They go up to one over there.
Stood there. That's going to cause a lot of problems. It's going to cause a lot of problems. You know what the main element of problem that it caused? from the time of the Dor HaKlobe until today, there has never been any time without war. That was the resultant of them being separated into different nations. War became a fact of humanity from then onward. So this seems to be the opposite. That was their punishment. That power that they were harnessing to misuse. So it was enough that they should be given a chance for existence. But they were given, your power was the power of Akhmas. We'll give you a Nisoy in Sholem. We'll separate you out. You all speak the same language and you get along fine. That's one level. Everybody speaks a different language. Now let's see. Everybody's going to have a different perspective. Everybody's going to have a different society. Everybody's going to have a different mentality. Then what's going to work? Humanity hasn't stand up to the test very well. But what is it teaching us? From here, we're supposed to learn how Oivis Abrius works. That means the koyach of the Oivis Abrius is the one who can go to every type of mentality. There are no people outside the realm of his capability of appreciation. Any type of mentality, any type of society, any type of system that a person comes from, any type of constraints that he has, he can be a stomach. The Oyev Sholem will be able to find how to send him around and how to fit him into society someplace, find his proper place in society. And we'll just bring in the additional point here that there are two forms of making Sholem. Very, very important. How do you make Sholem between a man and a wife? Hopefully, the goal of Sholem there is that should be each taking gufa. That there should be a total unity between each and each. If you haven't, then you haven't really succeeded. Because there are two elements that in their present status, the situation is man and wife, they are made to be one unit. And the lack of Sholem means that the pieces are not fitting together. Instead of going in the right place, they're clashing because they're not being put in together right. But if you move to the right place, then they'll unite and they'll fit in properly. That's it. You're dealing with the Sholem between a man and a woman, that the man and woman are supposed to be one unit. What is the Sholem between fire and water? The way you make Sholem between fire and water is you put a pot between them. Then instead of the water putting out the fire, or the fire
evaporating
the water, now the fire gets together with the water and is called cooking. They have a process that is beneficial that neither could do on their own. But in order to do that, you had to separate them and put each one in its proper place. Unifying them, which is not their element, these are two things that, under normal circumstances, don't work as one. A special chiddush by the Bogot or Shamayim, but the Baishim can do that too. Baishim can take things that by us seem to be totally opposites, and that for us Sholem is to keep them separate. The Baishim, when he wants to, can take the fire and put it inside the Bogot. He can do that too. But in the basic form of Sholem in this world, there are two forms. Before you're making Sholem, you have to know what you're doing, which Sholem that you're making. And in almost all cases, things are not pure. Outside of man and wife, where the powers that the Baruch Hu gave within a household, that they can unify in and of above any differences that may exist, differences in mentality, and all the different things will come totally together. But all other human relationships, there are usually both elements of Sholem that go together, and only then can you succeed. Most people have a meeting point. They also have a clash point. Sholem is to teach them to meet at the meeting point and to go the other way when the clash point comes. People are of different types, of different mentalities. If each one would be taught to appreciate that element in the other person, which he can work with, which is valuable for him, that he can see the value in, he has no problem.
It's true in all cases in
But it has ramifications outside also. But right now that's what we're talking about. That's the subject. Shalom is uniting that should be united and separating that should be separate. When you take the person and say, he gets on my nerves. Why? Because I'm very logical and he's emotional. Very logical and emotional, but that's the real element of the problem. So my very straight 90 degree angles world, it has no place. So it gets me nervous, very element. If you'll teach the person to appreciate the totality of a world that has room for that type of a person also, without giving it numbers, what's more or what's less, just that it has a place. Show them its value. For this and this type of thing, you see, it's great. Oh. And it can exist. Now I have a problem, we'll work it out. But always the beginning of it is that the clash is one of essence. It can't exist together. Now you're working together on a project which each one is intimately involved in his own form of activity and does indeed clash with the other ones. They shouldn't be working together. Separate. Even you do this aspect, and he'll do that aspect. If you're both going over the same dime, you're both going on the same square, and this one is saying it should be 90-degree angles, and he says anything but 90-degree angles. Just not 90-degree angles. Any other shape, but no 90-degree angles. The showing on this side, so. I just wanted to point out on the completion of the Mishnah, everything that we had until now, Oyel Shalom, Reidel Shalom, Oyel Sabriyos, that's all been on the Vera. All of us on the Karvan Latoya. Where did that fit in? So there are many approaches, but they're all the same in essence, and that is the artificial separation between Ben-Om Chavera and Ben-Om Ramokin is something that only exists on lower levels. Any time you're going to understand the totality of a concept, then you'll rejoin. A person who is totally Ben-Om Chavera but has no Ben-Om Ramokin will not be able to be a total Ben-Om Chavera person. In the universe. There are people who have have an emphasis in a certain direction. But in order to be complete, everybody needs everything. Some people are stronger in this aspect, some people are stronger in that aspect. But the Torah requires of every type of person to do everything. After you're doing everything, then you can emphasize what your particular need is. Here we can see it in its clearest form, maybe a clear form.
seems to me that we go back to the Hafalah again. Had they had this concept of a Kabbalah Torah, then that Hafalah would have been used in the highest positive sense.
We were given a recent demonstration of the theory of Avos Rios without Avos, with the opposite of Makarvalitarian capitalism, socialism. This, I don't want to get into it in depth, I just, there was a concept of a unifying all of humanity, or all of certain segment of humanity, in a common good. What was the theory behind it? At the same time, the basis of the theory was atheistic, by definition. It wasn't Jamaican. And I pick up any paper to find out what it looks like. 70 years isn't that long in history terms. That's a major flop. There are a lot of societies that rose and fall. This is considered a total... They didn't have one good day. Persians never had one good day. They never had food. They were always in fear. They were always killing each other. There wasn't one good day there. It wasn't like the rise and fall of certain societies. At first you saw the positive element, and it only took a while till you see where the negative element came. I was a Brutus without Makarvan the Torah will never work. Why? Seems intuitions. So the side of it, there's a secret here. Now we only have a few minutes, so I'll try to give it in short form. The secret of it is, what is the uniting force of all of these millions of different deities and personalities and types of people and mentalities and everything else that goes into the totality of what's called humanity or society? So we have a secret. You have to be very careful when you tell us it's a secret. Besides the Ribbono Shel Olam, there is no other uniting force. There isn't any. Nothing. And if you're not going to bring the Ribbono Shel Olam into the picture, it won't work. Ever. This is in the macro, this is in the micro. A household that doesn't have Gimel Shutz from Bodom, doesn't have Shkin Shuri, is Eishel Kolsen. But they themselves, leave the Baishah between them. The differences between men and women may take some time, may take some processing, they can eat each other up alive. It won't work. It won't have keen. It's either Shkin of Ineo or Eishel Kolsen, one or the other. The Ribbono Shel Olam's name, one of the Ribbono Shel Olam's names is Yishol. Emes is the chosim of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But it's not a name. Emes you can say in the shower room. Sholem you can't. The Maral explains in the place. Emes is a concept that has intrinsic ramification not only by the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's his chosim, but it's not something particular to him. Giving somebody a name means something, a name means that it's a particular definition of him or some aspect of him. That's Yuchate. Emes is not only from the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam's Chosim is Emes. But there are many Emeses, many levels of Emes. Sholem is an intrinsic definition of the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's called his name. The Kohen Gadol, going back, we'll connect the beginning of the Mishnah to the end of the Mishnah now. The Kohen Gadol, whose role is the Korbanos, whose role is the relationship, first and foremost, to Ben Olam L'Mokom. He has the source for all the rest of the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah, the Talmidu Shel Aaron and the Mekarben LaTorah, are the cause and the effect. Because he's the one who brings the Rebbeinu Shel into the world, therefore he has the power to make Sholem between all people, down to Brias. And the result, Mekarben LaTorah. Now come full cycle. If you don't have the whole cycle, stay home. You're not this much. Whether it's better to get involved, not get involved, whether some BDEVIT is better or not, depends. Not so clear. But to do it properly, if we want to be talking about what this mission is teaching us, which is the real form of a Oyev Sholem, of a regular Sholem, it has to be connected with a Talmidu Shel Aaron, Kohen Gadol, and it has to have, as its final result, the Mekarben LaTorah. What's been proven over and over again, both in households and in neighbors and societies, that if you'll straighten out the Sholem aspects of the society, of the relationships, of neighbors, of business people, and they get those things straightened the way they should, thirdly, meaning that it's coming from bringing the Bnei Shalom into this. The result will be Mekarben LaTorah. Because it is a international, universal element of truth, that if a person can succeed in Sholem, that is a heavenly koyach. That's a koyach that represents Shmo Yisroel. A person who has the koyach to bring Sholem into the world is a shliach Hashem. The people who received this good and saw the difference between how they were before and how they were after, so besides the first result, the second result, which is the completion of the process, always will be Mekarben LaTorah. And this is the basic form of Kiryas Shema. That's not the only, there are others. But this is the basic form of Kiryas Shema. When you can show each person has internal conflict, Shalom doesn't have to be between two people. Every person has internal conflict. When you can show them, Torah, how the Rebbeinu Shalom harmonizes all of the different aspects of a person. He puts together his body with his soul. He puts together his desires on the physical level and his desire to be good. He puts together, you can go on further, his emotional requirements with his understandings. Go on and on from all the different internal conflicts there are in people. Torah specializes, because it is the dimension, it is the end, in showing where everything has its proper place, and it makes harmonizes, puts things in the proper place, and unifies them, brings them together. The result of that always will be that person says, then you don't have to prove them anymore. Whether there is a Torah or not, there is a bunch or not, but he knows the difference. I was by a person a week ago, and the son did children, and the mother is somewhere in the process. So we were discussing, we were talking with the mother. So the mother brought out differences that she saw in different societies. She's lately been tossed around a lot of different countries. She just recently came here. And she saw the differences of societies. She saw the certain things that were going on within the small society that she was now being exposed to, that she never saw such a thing before. And inasmuch she had not yet come to terms with what she was seeing, she was trying to defend her own corruptions. And her son destroyed the whole thing in one sentence. We were pussyfooting her out. You know? He said, "Ma, do you remember what I was like 5 years ago? You remember?" Yeah. Finished. End of conversation. Yeah. She raised her hands. Vanquished. Look at me. You know what I was like 5 years ago. Can argue that. When a person sees the koyach atayim, the koyach of shlemus, a koyach that can bring people together, a person together with himself, body together with soul, man together with wife, and so on, ruchnis together with gashmis, everything that there is in the world, that is the essence of makadim right there. Now, if that doesn't work, so you use secondary ways. But the basic, this is not a threw it into. This is a basic element of the process, and it's the result. The beginning is Tamidu Shal Aaron, Kohen Gadol, the self-result of Oyev Shalom, Oyev Shalom, Oyev Zabriyas is going to be in the afterlife.